Welcome. You found us. Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. If you'd like to join the conversation, 504-260-0995. Reach us through the Winning at Life app. You can text, email, or call the show as well. Free download.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. This is a special episode of Winning at Life today. This is what we call the half show. And what you're going to hear is us run through a pile of statistics that have to do with halves. Could be half the people, half the houses, half the retirement accounts, half the whatever. But this is going to be a magical journey through number land. Feel free to interrupt, though. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, we're still taking calls tonight. We're not going to leave you hanging. 504-260-0995. All right, the only question is, who goes first? I think that'll be me then. Okay, I want to start with the statistic we use on the show probably the most, and that is when it comes to saving money, investing money, you know, most people are investing for retirement, but when it comes to savings, half the people in America have nothing saved. And out of those who have something saved, half of them have less than $10,000. Now, that was a statistic we've been quoting for a couple years. I don't know how valid it will be in the present time, but it's something that keeps coming up. And we kind of paraphrase it these days, knowing the number shifts, saying half the people have nothing, and we know the other half of the people that do don't have enough. So that's something that comes up the most. Why is that such a popular statistic on this show, Gregory? Why does that come up almost every show? Because that's the question that's on the people's minds that are listening. Am I going to have enough? That's what you're saving for. You know, intermittently, you're saving for a car, or you're saving up to upgrade something or add on to your house, or you're, you know, up saving for a vacation. But overall, the reason why you have a 401k, the reason why you have this auto draft savings, is the main thing that everyone's saving for or should be thinking about is that one day when you're not working anymore.
Yeah, 48% of households in America headed by individuals at least age 55 have no retirement savings. 26% have a defined contribution plan, but no defined benefit pension plan. The remaining 26% have both a defined contribution and defined benefit. So 48% of households headed by individuals at least 55 have no retirement savings.
Yikes. So the other half are looking to make that defined benefit plan. How do you take that pile of money and turn it into income? And we talk about that constantly on this show. Barely a show goes by without it coming up.
There is no retirement without income, unless you're going to head to the woods, live there. Can I push another button on this? So
your turn.
So a 65-year-old American couple has a 48% chance that at least one of them will live to age 90. So couples that make it to 65, you know, half of them don't have savings, and there's 50% chance one of them is going to make it to age 90.
Ooh. How are you going to do that without savings?
Yeah, it's just going to be that Social Security. Now this doesn't get us to our half show, but I think this is important. And I look at it two ways. I give a positive of this, but this is a negative. One out of three, about 33 1/3%, not quite our 50. One out of three Americans at least age 85 have Alzheimer's. So you know what that means? 66% of the people do not have Alzheimer's at age 85.
Still a scary stat.
It is.
All right.
It is.
My turn. 52%. That's the percentage of people turning age 65 who will need some type of long-term care services in their lifetime. 51%, that's the percentage of long-term care services and supports that were provided through Medicaid, and that number comes from 2013. But there it is. There's the half that have nothing saved. When they go to long-term care, Medicaid's picking up the tab, and you are just subjected to whatever Medicaid gives you. No matter how dismal the conditions, you don't have any options.
So, yeah, that fit in with what I gave you, the half and the half and the half of those.
Okay.
And then live long.
And I have another half on the half of the half. 50% exactly. That is the expected increase in Medicaid spending for long-term care between 2016 and 2026. That's the table I'm looking at over here.
Well, since we're going down this rabbit hole. How about this? 45% of American adults surveyed are concerned that a major health event like surgery, sickness, or disability could force them into personal bankruptcy filing.
They should be, because they have nothing. The half have nothing saved. Okay, check this one out. 44.8%, so almost 50%. That's the percentage of applicants when you're signing up for long-term care insurance. That's the percentage of applicants aged in the 70s that are denied due to health issues. So even for the folks that do have money, the half of the half that has money that can afford long-term care insurance, half of them get denied when they sign up for it. See, this is the half show. This is what Gregory and I giggled about over lunch a couple of times. I thought this would be a great little journey. Are you going to add to the half of the half of the half?
Well, are we shifting from the health care?
It's up to you.
Well, I've got here.
I'll follow.
Top 50% of taxpayers paid 97% of the $1.44 trillion of federal income tax collected. The last year information was released in 2016.
The top half paid 90?
97%.
97%. Oh, my. That's a huge one.
Well, it also goes along with this. Of the 156.7 million Americans have full-time jobs today, 48% of our 3.287 million citizens. So 48% of the people have full-time jobs. Half the people.
Man, you'd think it'd be higher than that, but then you count it.
Half the people pay 97% of the taxes. I guess the workers, for the most part.
Okay, so half Americans have a full-time job, and half of them are paying, half of the full-time workers are paying almost all the taxes. There you go. Half of Americans are employed by enterprises with more than 500 employees. That evil big business, Gregory. You know what I'm talking about? Evil corporations and their corporate, being all corporation-y. Oh, my goodness. But half of Americans are employed. Half of the employed Americans are in those.
Okay. 53% of American workers surveyed in a February 2019 survey say they would not work for an employer who did not offer some type of retirement plan. And 68% of this group expressed concerns that they may come up short in their efforts to accumulate funds for a comfortable retirement. So essentially half the workers say, we're not going to work for you if you don't have a plan for us.
When was the 401k, for lack of a better term, invented? It was just like a generation ago, and now it's something we just can't live without. Half of the people looking for a job wouldn't consider an employer who didn't offer something that didn't even exist when the guy listening was born. How quickly we adapt around here, Gregory. Coming back to me?
Yeah.
All right. There are 600,000 people in the United States that are deaf. A little over half of them are over 65 years of age. Half of the deaf people have just lost it over time. Half of the internet users in the world are in Asia.
How did that happen?
Well, half of the population's in Asia. That's how that happened.
They have 50% more time or something?
They have 50% of the people is what they have. Just between China and India alone, there's half the world's population almost, which didn't make the statistic sheet, actually. Your turn, my turn.
58% of Americans have not executed a will and or other estate planning documents.
Oh, it's not a good one.
Half the people don't have a plan for their stuff when they're done with it.
Okay,
that's about what that amounts to.
About half of Americans on any given day, half of them are on a diet. Gregory, are you on a diet right now?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. And the only people I know are on a diet are the keto people and the vegans, because they're required to talk about it on Facebook and Twitter all day. Ketos and vegans. They won't hush about it.
I'm trying to think, who do I know that's on a diet? Half the people are, right?
Half of Americans, any given day, are on a diet.
I'm on a diet.
All right, there you go. See, there's...
Okay, I was almost going to say, I'm familiar with all the half of the people that aren't dieting, but Angie's doing so.
And I'm on keto.
There you go. She's required to tell us. She had to say something. She couldn't be quiet in the booth. She's on keto.
I would like to lose weight, but I think I'm going to do it by exercise. So I don't consider that dieting. If you're withholding food or certain types of food, wouldn't that be a diet?
Yes, that's absolutely a diet. And it also requires something else I'm not very good at, and that's discipline. Okay, about
and actually, I'm hungry right now, so.
Oh, I just stuffed my face. Yeah.
See, 50%.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yin and yang. Okay, about half the world, a little over 3 billion people, live on less than $250 a day. That is the bottom measure of grinding poverty. And hey, don't feel bad. Just 30 years ago, it was two-thirds, or 20 years ago, it was two-thirds of the world lived on less than a dollar a day. But, you know, dollar's kind of deflated since, or inflated since then. We're going to continue the half show spectacular. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, don't be shy about calling, interrupting. We'll take a second to talk to you, see if we can work through some of your issues. 504-260-0995, or you give us a call or text from the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Hey, I have an event, Wine, Wisdom, and Food, Biloxi, Ruth's Chris at the Hard Rock, July 11th. It's going to start about 6:25, so you should be there probably a few minutes after 6, but you also need to RSVP. It's going to fill up. We already have a bunch of seats taken for this event. We're pairing wine and food and financial wisdom. You get my take on things and a little bit about our guided planning system, about income, tax efficiency, and some wine tips, foodie tips. Wes Blanchard, estate planning attorney, is going to give you some estate planning tips. $10 to attend. We're matching it, donating it to a charity.
Yeah, it'll be donated to the Palmer Home. It's a group home for orphans across Mississippi. Doesn't get much better than that.
Yes, awesome. So you have to RSVP, and you probably should do so right now. Go ahead and get your phone out. 504-832-9200 is my office number. And yeah, it's my office number, but this is the event, once again, at Ruth's Chris at the Hard Rock in Biloxi. It's going to fill up, going to be a lot of fun. And you kind of get to kick my tires, so to speak, and find out, hey, do I like this guy or not? Maybe I should have a conversation with him beyond the event. That's kind of what that is for. So you can reach us at an RSVP info at gregoryricks.com. There's a link on the website. The phone number for the office, 504-832-9200.
Around half of all moves take place in the summer between the beginning of May and Labor Day. By the way, we're in the middle of the half show, so you're going to get a bunch of half statistics for the rest of the show. But that's something that Dwayne had just talked about on the show recently, Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. The moving season is a very real thing, and it seems to be predicated right around the school calendar, doesn't it? Me again or you? I just saw a report that projects that by 2030, half of all adults in the United States will be obese. Really? Half of us are not just overweight, obese, Gregory.
Half.
I think we've already reached peak obesity. I think we're going to see the numbers coming down pretty fast because we're adapting to it.
But that's why half the people are dieting.
There you go.
There's a connection.
But what we're also seeing is some of these other second world type countries that are moving into the first world, and you see the per capita prosperity rising. They're becoming obese just like we started becoming obese about 30 years ago. It just seems it's not.
Are you insinuating because they have money, they can afford to become obese?
Yes. Not only do they eat, but they eat more meat. They eat more junk. They eat for recreation, you know. And it's
so if they can save money, they can eat more and become obese.
That it's a beautiful thing. It's the natural byproduct of success is what it is. And what it means is there's nothing wrong with the American culture that has a propensity towards obesity. That's just human nature. Whenever you have enough money to eat everything in sight, some people have a tendency to do so. We're just going to be the first to adapt to it because we've been doing it longer.
Well, I'm going to tie back in one I mentioned. You know, once again, 45% of Americans surveyed are concerned that a major health event could force them into personal bankruptcy filing. 62% of American seniors, that means at least age 65, that file for bankruptcy do so because they're overwhelmed by medical expenses.
That's, I believe
that. So it ties in.
About half of the deaths due to heart disease are split evenly between men and women. What kind of, I've always kind of thought of that as more of something guys go through, you know, the heart attacks and the strokes, but it's actually about 50-50. There are half as many divorces as marriages every year in the United States. That's not to say half of all marriages end in divorce, but there are half as many divorces as marriages. That is true. Half a billion people are watch a video on Facebook every day. What do you think of that one? That's 500 million people, Gregory. That's more than ABC, NBC, CBS. That's more than Fox News. It's more than CNN, given all the airports across the world. Facebook.
Top 10% of taxpayers received 47% of the $10.2 trillion of adjusted gross income earned nationwide in the tax year 2016. The bottom 90% of taxpayers received the other 53% of adjusted gross income.
Wow.
There you go.
Half of all female homicide victims are killed by their intimate partner. Not all of these have to be financial. I just found some other fun ones I'm going to sprinkle in there.
So half the time, repeat that again. We'll be clear before I make this statement.
Half of all female homicide victims are killed by their intimate partner.
So half of deaths are caused by somebody you know.
For women, yes. Well, someone not you, not just that you know, that you're sharing a house with. Guys shoot each other in the streets. You know, we're the ones who make the news all the time.
So what can you do about that?
Break up.
It's 50-50.
If you're dating a bad person, just break up. You don't have to go through all, you don't have to get shot. Just break up. Run. Go.
So it's always the bad guy? It's always a bad guy.
I blame
the guy.
There's
no good guys doing it?
Killing women? No, there's no good guys that are killing their partners.
So the half should get rid of their guy and get with another guy. But what if that's the...
Just keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on him. We're bad news, ladies.
You're complicating it. I am. Okay. 61% of human resource managers surveyed do not review the resumes of job applicants who are lacking 4-year college degrees. That's a bit more than 50%, but I think that's relevant.
Yeah, well, you got to weed it out somehow. They may be a little more loose on that when the unemployment rate's below 4%. So I don't know when they took that survey, but yeah, that sounds about right. Check this one out, Gregory. Almost half of Americans every day take at least one prescription drug. That's a lot higher than I thought.
Do you?
No, I've never had a prescription.
I do.
I believe it.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Half of all elderly Americans, that's age 65 or older, take 3 or more prescription drugs per day. Ooh. The 3 richest Americans. Now, this is very date specific. This was as of November of 2017. The 3 richest Americans, so Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett, hold the same amount of wealth as the bottom 50% of the country, which isn't hard to do when you consider some people's net value is 0 or actually in the negative because they're in debt. But that's still amazing. 3 guys own more wealth than the bottom half of the country. Half of the United States population lives in just 9 states, the top 9 states. California, Texas, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Georgia, and Florida account for half of the entire U.S. population. Your turn or my turn? About 50.2% of Americans at any given time are single. I like that one. Here's the weird part. In 1950, that number was 22%. It's a little easier being single these days. But in 1950, only 22% of the country was single. Now it's 50% of the country single. So single people seem to be happily divorced is a term I hear thrown around quite a bit.
Survey earlier this year had more than 50% of the people believing they would, and actually this was in January of 2019, more than 50% believe they would be better off in 1 year than they were at that time.
Hey, that's a nice positive stat.
Puerto Rico reduced their sovereign debt. You know, the negotiated restructuring of $35 billion of sovereign debt, reducing that total by 66% to just $12 billion. So it's more than 50%, but that's a heck of a negotiation there.
Yeah.
Wiped out more than 50% of the debt.
All right. For those receiving Social Security, about 48% of married couples and 69% of unmarried people have Social Security making up more than 50% of their income. Ooh, that's a scary one. Social Security making up most of your income. You know, Social Security is not a very lucrative benefit to be living off of.
Well, more than half the people start Social Security at age 62.
That's part of the problem there, isn't
yeah.
it? All right, we're going to continue with the half show coming up. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. That's how you call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker, and we are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. You can join the conversation. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I mean every evening, Monday through Friday, you can find us here. Have an open, honest, frank financial talk. And you can join the conversation, 504-260-0995. Catch us tomorrow. Saturday's show is from 10 to 1. Same call-in number, 504-260-0995. Also through the Winning at Life app. Hey, have mosquitoes been bothering you?
Yeah, it's mosquito season. They're starting to chew you up a little bit.
They don't bother me. I have a friend, Mosquito Joe. And actually, I have the service year-round where they kind of treat the property. They've got this cool thing, and it just kind of like spores. It just kind of, it's like time release. They treat it, and they walk around in spacesuits doing it. Say, hey, don't come outside for a little while till we're gone. And they put it out there, and then it releases over a number of weeks. And it's like, it gets rid of all the darn bugs, especially those mosquitoes that bite us. If you'd like to know more about that, neworleans.mosquitojoe.com, 504-208-2361.
Yeah, I was talking to the guys one time, and they said, you know, a lot of people get it done for them, but there's a big chunk, maybe even half, you know, we're in the middle of the half show, maybe even half the people get it done because their pets have such issues with fleas. And so one of the things they like to say is...
No fleas either.
Well, yeah, we take care of the mosquitoes for you, and we take care of the fleas for your pets. And it's like, you know what? You're taking care of the fleas for me, too, because I can get fleas.
You know, they say their thing's mosquitoes, but I'm receiving the service. It's just me. They didn't tell me to say this. I just know there's other benefits. I need to get all the neighbors. If I can get all the neighbors doing it, it's good. They're benefiting from what I'm doing. My lot's a little bit larger than others, so I'm covering good area.
And it's easy website, neworleans.mosquitojoe.com.
And if you're listening in another area, well, then go to mosquitojoe.com.
Yeah, leave off the New Orleans part. It's a franchise. There's probably one by you. And if they're using the same little chemicals, it's nice. All right, so we're in the middle of the half show. Gregory and I are just running through a bunch of statistics that have to do with halves here. And if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, still feel free to call in, 504-260-0995. I'm going to take a second here to talk about Price's Law. This is talking about why only a few people generate half of the results. And it is not a symmetrical proportion here. And the... Price's Law, to me, sounds a lot like the Pareto Principle, and the Pareto Principle is the old 80-20 rule. 20% of your sales reps in any team are going to make 80% of the sales, or out of all of the revenue sources to your business, your 20% of your biggest clients are going to bring you 80% of the revenue. It's just amazing how that pattern shows up over and over and over. This is a lot like that, except he does the math a little bit different. If you take the number of people you have in a given population, if you take the square root of that, though, that amount of people is going to create half your results. So I know that sounds very ethereal, but let me make it concrete. If you have a sales staff of 25 people, what's the square root of 25? 5. Your top 5 salespeople are likely going to produce 50% of your revenue, 50% of the results. If you have... How many guys are on a basketball team? You know, 15. So what's the square root of that? About 4. The top 4 people on any basketball team are going to score at least half the goals. Make sense? Gregory, you talk about that with the stock market, where if you take however many stocks out there, If you took the square root of the total number of them, you could be just about, you could be pretty sure that that amount of stocks are going to create half of the value of the stock market. Now, it whittles down even further than that, because you've talked about like 96 stocks are responsible for
50% of market cap. Less than 1,000 companies make up 97% of market capitalization. So one of the things that's developed out of that, and then look, the average listing time for a company is 7 years. What I'm getting to is a 50 here. I believe there should be blending of assets. And if you're going to use Wall Street, I think for most people, it should be a 50-50 blend. So here's one of my core rules that I think fits, and we do it based upon a risk number. But 50% of the people are conservative. 50% are conservative. So I believe in the 50-50-50-50 rule, meaning I think half the assets should be Wall Street linked and half index linked, meaning you're avoiding negative exposure on half the assets. And of half the Wall Street assets, I think 50% should be index linked, using like the S&P, the Dow, such as that, linked to the equity indexes, and 50% to bonds, and would rather do that through bond ETF. So there you go. There's the 50-50-50-50 rule.
I see. You've never said that on the show before.
I haven't? I thought I had.
Well, you haven't called it the 50-50-50-50 rule.
Yeah. It's a lot of 50s, so it's sometimes,
right?
You know, it just like what did he say?
Well, the philosophy behind it, you've said 1,000 times, but yeah. You've never said the 50-50-50-50 rule.
It's perfect for the show, too.
Yeah, for today, absolutely. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Think about the populations or groups or anything like that. 50% of the work is done by the square root of the total number of people who participate in the work. Now, think about when you're at the stoplight and traffic's backed up because there's road construction, and then you see the crew over there, and there's six people standing around a hole, and there's two people in the hole doing the work. Well, the square root of the total number of people are doing half of the work, so that sounds about right. Think about how often this shows up, Gregory, in your daily life, and it just hasn't really been recognized before. I know it's a weird one, isn't it? Just don't look at the TV sometimes, Gregory. In the business world, besides sales staff, this probably comes up in even non-human endeavors. Because I bet for an oil company, out of all the oil wells you have, let's say if you have 25 oil wells, I bet you five of them are producing half of your oil. Comes out like that. Is that too crazy, Gregory? Does that sound about right? I like these little laws like that. This is Price's Law we're talking about. I know when we have the radio clusters that I've worked at before, there's been a handful of stations and only two of them really produce half of your revenue. Two of them produce half of your ratings. It might not even be the two stations that are doing it either. It might be two different stations doing the revenue and the ratings.
I've got one here for you. It's the 50% rule, a good way to estimate expenses on rental properties. The 50% rule is one way to estimate what the expenses will be on rental properties. The 50% rule states that expenses on a rental property will be 50% of the rents. 50% rule does not account for any mortgage expenses. So there you go, 50%.
Ooh, that sounds high, but I guess that's about right. You know, you have one pipe bust and that'll clear up some of that revenue for a little bit. Here's one we talked about on the show just a few months ago. More than half of the parents, it's just slightly more than half of the parents who have a kid between 18 and 34 are covering their cell phone bill. Is that strange? Is that too much? We all get on these family plans and then we just kind of coast, you know? You want to do some fun ones here?
Well, let me throw in a non-fun one here.
Okay. Look,
the estimated 18 million taxpayers completed Schedule A as part of their 2018 tax return was down by more than 50%. The itemized deduction form usage of that was down by more than 50% last year. Thank you for the higher standard deduction.
Right. All right, so we're in the middle of our half show. We have one more segment to run through some more half statistics. And we're going to talk a little bit about social media. We're going to talk a little bit about sports. There's going to be a couple of Netflix stats in here. If you have a financial situation, you got a question to ask Gregory, chime in. Or if you have another statistic that involves a half, 504-260-0995. Or you can give us a call or text from the front screen of the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Live Financial News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's live radio, 504-260-0995. Tell your friends to join us tomorrow. We're doing this from 10 to 1. Yeah, we do it every Saturday as well. I was looking at a stat from last year. 52% of the 2.4 million new jobs created in the United States in the 12 months ending in July 31st of 2018 came from just six states: Texas, California, Florida, New York, North Carolina, and Washington.
Makes sense. You know, you have another 50% rule. Someone's called in and they're in a position and they're not sure. It was growing, but then it kind of plateaued off and they're like, well, do I get out of it? Do I stay into it? And if you're not sure, maybe you should just take half of it out. That's been an approach that's been just kind of thrown out there.
Well, Greg, here's when I give a recommendation sometimes and way we have, and a thought about, look, things could turn negative or could turn positive. And yeah, it is the 50% rule. Like Gregory's either 50% right or wrong. You'll be 50% glad you did, 50% glad you did. So you could dial it back 50%. You can always get the money back to work if you're concerned. Instead of worrying all the time, adjust the portfolio. It goes back to creating balance.
And that's not a law. That's not even a rule. But that might be a recommendation. How would you classify that? Because it's not a hard and fast rule. I've seen you wiggle, but it's not a bad idea if you're not sure.
It's some guidance.
There you go.
Some guidance.
The Gregory guidance is the 50%. All right, so we talked about how Social Security benefits are taxed, and that's the income tax thresholds of $25,000 for individuals, $32,000 for couples. All right, that hasn't been adjusted for inflation since it was set into motion in 1983. And when it was set into motion, it was designed, they picked those numbers because that would affect only the top 10% of senior households. Now it affects just a little over 50% of senior households. See, there's a 50% statistic. Rolls right into the show. All right, I'm going to knock you off your chair a little bit right here, Gregory. Half of all NFL players come from just seven states. And I remember half the population comes from nine states. So there are some states that are, you know, out
okay,
in the
California,
coverage.
Texas, Florida, three of them.
Oh, I don't have the whole
okay.
list.
Well, you could probably say that's the largest populated state. New York, I don't know that they're number top Purdue fell talent.
Well, check this one out. If half of all NFL players come from seven states, it's interesting to see half of all NFL players also come from just 23 colleges.
Two of them's Alabama and LSU.
Heck yeah, it is. USC is going to be a big player in that. Ohio State's probably in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Half the NFL comes from 23 colleges. If you want to go to the NFL, you make it to one of these 23 colleges, you're halfway there.
Yeah, to be in that mix, you know those 23 use that stat, you know.
If they don't, they're going to start using it now. We'll get right back to some more half statistics. Let's talk to William in Gulfport. You're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, William?
I have a question. It is a Social Security question.
Perfect.
If someone was married and then later divorced after 10 years of marriage, I'm aware that they could file on their dead partner's Social Security once they reach age 60. And if I'm correct about all of that, the curious part that I need to know about or what I'm interested in, since they're filing at less than full retirement age in that situation, is there some income limit where if they make above a certain income that some amount is withheld, say $1 withheld for every $2 earned over a certain situation or anything like that, or does that provision for filing on a divorced, deceased partner get around that other income situation?
There is an income test. That's the simple answer for you. There is an income test, so it's not always advantageous to turn on those survivor benefits early. If they're a non-working situation or have already retired, we had a client turn on benefits recently, and it was a conversation. I asked him, let's turn on benefits. And no, but he did. And he can turn on, and he was taking a discount, but he had retired and just hadn't thought about it. So it came up in conversation, and it doesn't affect, he gets to defer his benefit, and it still grows and doesn't have to take a haircut on that benefit. Hopefully that helps, William.
Right. Now, do you know what that dollar income limit is? Because I would believe at age 60, they're just under 60 now, that at age 60, do you know what that dollar income?
I'm going to give you a number, and I think it's essentially the same if you're turning on Social Security early. I believe, and I'm not, don't hold me to this, but I think it's about $17,640 is the income test number on the widow's benefits.
Okay, so that would be like there. The number at the bottom of the 1040 on page one.
I'm not looking at the 1040 on page one.
Total of the income, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. William. Hope it helps, bud. Thanks for calling. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995.
Yeah, just to be clear, we're not sponsored, authorized, connected, affiliated, and other things with Social Security and the U.S. government. We just seem to know a lot and are the go-to place for those questions.
This happens to be something you talk about literally every day with people in your business.
Yeah.
Nearly half of Netflix users, we're in the middle of the half show, by the way. How you doing? Nearly half of Netflix users share their password, Gregory.
I think half the callers call about Social Security.
Yeah, nearly half the callers call about Social Security. Gregory, do you share your password?
Of what?
Netflix.
No.
I do. We gave it to the mother-in-law. They don't really watch it, but when our kids go over there, they go in the kids' room and they'll watch Netflix. And I hope you know I feel appropriately guilty about it, but it does help that I know half of the rest of the Netflix subscribers are scumbags like me.
Have you seen the email alerts when you log in? There's a challenge now, or there's an alert if somebody else logs in with your Netflix account. I've had those emails generate. They're aware of it. But there are, let's see, how many users are on my account? I think there's 5 or 6 users on my Netflix account.
So when they log in from a new phone or something, it might send you something?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another Netflix stat. Half of Netflix users are streaming video through a video game console. That blew my mind. You know, I saw my uncle who lives in Austin. He watches Netflix through his Xbox, but he doesn't really play Xbox anymore.
But he uses that. Well,
he's a cord cutter.
Yeah, if they don't have a smart TV, how are they logging in? How are they getting the internet? They're not plugging their TV into a computer. So it's typically a gaming system, DVD device. But now so many of the cable services and such, and even when I go to hotels, you know, I travel occasionally, and they have Netflix logins in their system more than half the places I go to.
I'm going to have to look for that. That was an unintentional pun. I feel bad for saying
it. I felt what you did there.
That was bad. All right. More than one half of the species of birds in North America are either residents of the state of Louisiana or will spend a portion of their migration in the state of Louisiana. We are a bird funnel, and it just happens to be because we're draining the Mississippi River Valley. And then here's my favorite one, Gregory. It's not financial, but the average adult produces half a liter of gas per day. Just let you know, average. That includes your pretty little wife. That includes big people, little people, pretty people, ugly people. We all do it. We're all embarrassed about it. And it adds up to about a half liter of gas every day.
I think more than half the vehicles Ford sells is trucks. What do you think?
Is it?
I don't know. They sell a lot of trucks.
It might be.
Kind of known for trucks. I think we ought to do the half show again, somewhere halfway in the future. Hey, if you'd like to have a conversation, I have a day job. I'm a financial advisor, money manager, seeker of the path. Where are you on the financial path, the road to success? Are you winning? If you'd like to have a conversation with my team and I, 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
Your home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Download that app. You can send Gregory a text anytime you want with the app. You can get in touch with any of our partners or commercial you heard on the show. It'll get you in touch with them, the podcast, all that good stuff. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. For podcasts and more information, go to gregoryricks.com or call 504-832-9200. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.